This is 1021 WMUK. Ordering things can help struggling businesses during the coronavirus shutdown. But someone has to deliver those goods. The New York Times reported that warehouse workers and delivery drivers are sometimes working sick to meet demand, putting themselves and their coworkers at risk. So what's a caring would-be consumer to do? Fritz Allhoff teaches ethics at Western Michigan University. He spoke with WMUK's Sevilla Mann about balancing those conflicts.
As Americans, we tend to be very individualistic. We tend to champion our freedoms and our liberties. And it's hard to wrap our heads around putting all that stuff on pause because everyone else needs it. And, you know, these quarantines and staying home, it's not about keeping ourselves safe. It's not only about keeping ourselves safe. It's also about protecting the community, protecting vulnerable populations, protecting the elderly. And it's really a transition for Americans to think in those terms, right? Instead of making decisions based on what they want to do or based on what their families want to do.
I've been hearing reports that the shipping companies are so pressed right now with the demand for shipping that it's not coming from the top, but effectively what employees are sometimes being told is come in whether you're sick or not and work in this crowded warehouse because we need you. There's a lot of work to be done right now. My concern there is if I order a gadget, something I certainly could live without right now, am I basically forcing a warehouse employee or a delivery person to be around other people in too close of a space or to work when they're sick? That doesn't seem ethical. And at the same time, one would like to support businesses.
So on the shipping stuff, it's really interesting. And you sent earlier a link to a New York Times article that I saw a couple of days ago that is showing the delivery drivers are really at the front lines. I mean, obviously the medical personnel are also, but the delivery people that are going house to house or, you know, apartment building, dropping stuff off are potentially vectors in all of this. And so it's not just about getting the things you want from Amazon. It's also reducing the amount of trips and exposures that anyone has to make, including the delivery people. So, you know, we've tried to be conscientious in terms of minimizing stuff, but we've also tried to give the delivery drivers their space. So we just have them drop stuff in the driveway. We move it to the garage. We never see or come into contact with the drivers. And so in that way, we can reduce the risks of transmission. But, you know, as you said, there's still the issue of how does the stuff get to us in the first place? And it comes out of the warehouses. By the time the goods get to our house, the virus wouldn't still be viable anyway. So it's not that it can get transmitted from the insides of boxes very likely, but the people who are working in the warehouses are exposed to each other. And surely that's a risk. So again, it's a really hard thing to think through because you do want to support the economy and, you know, unemployment claims are skyrocketing, right? So to the extent that we don't order stuff, to the extent that we don't, Amazon and Walmart aren't out hiring more people, there's gonna be all sorts of collateral consequences that would be really bad. At the same time, you know, engaging those supply chains, you know, that's got to be done responsibly and ethically. We just don't want drivers carrying stuff around that doesn't need to be ordered and subjugating themselves to exposure either.
Let me put you on the spot. A gadget that you could live without for months, would you buy it right now?
The one thing my wife and I have proactively tried to do is consolidate our purchases. So if we're going to order bread flour, which we need to cook, and at the same time we're ordering the bread flour, we need something else. We don't need something else. We want something else, like a spatula. Then we don't feel very guilty about it because the delivery was coming anyway for the flour and the spatula kind of gets a free ride. But at the same time, I really would be hesitant to just order the spatula by itself because that's creating another delivery, another box, another vector. And that just doesn't seem very ethically defensible at this stage. So I just think we need to think kind of carefully about our shopping and, you know, each think about what we actually need versus want and ways that we can try to minimize exposure and flatten the curve, right? As we've been being told by the epidemiologists for 3 weeks now.
Fritz Allhoff teaches ethics at Western Michigan University. He spoke with WMUK's Sevilla Mann about the ethics of ordering goods during the COVID-19 pandemic.